Yeah, I love this Gospel of Mark. So you may have noticed that when I come in, I feel if I only have one opportunity to share. Of course, I love all of the Bible, and I love all of the New Testament. But the Gospels are just, you know, if you only have one chance, I keep coming back to the Gospels.
Okay, 所以你知道我每次来，我就一次机会跟大家传。 虽然圣经上每一篇每本书每章每节都很好，但我特别钟爱福音书信，所以我每次来讲道，我都是来讲福音书。
Yeah, and so this Gospel of Mark is something that I also use when I go on campus to build a relationship with Asian students. Many times I'll just say, "Hey, do you want to walk through this Gospel together?"
我每次到校园向亚洲来的同学们传福音的时候，我都是用马可福音。
And then I forget how this goes back, but is that the, yeah, I think we're good. Okay, thank you. Sorry. You know, as you get older, you become more technologically challenged, you know. So, do you guys know this particular, okay, do you know this particular verse here from the Old Testament about the law?
大家熟不熟悉这一段，这个屏幕上这一段话刚好是讲到旧约的那个律法。
Where we see the Ten Commandments.
我们是特别，这是这十条诫命。
And this message is all about the law and how we respond to rules.
那今天的信息是讲到这个律法和我们怎么样子对这个律法有个回应。
And whether you're in the church or just trying to survive in life in society, we have to learn what is our relationship with the law or with the rules.
不管你是在教会里面信主的还是还没有信主的，我们都需要知道这个律法到底是讲什么。我们作为一个社会群体，我们怎样子。 回应这个律法怎样的来生活。
And as I considered the message, I thought, okay, what's Jesus really doing? Because he seems to be more wise and creative by how he understands and also lives by the law.
我们特别要看耶稣他是怎样子来诠释这个律法，然后他怎样子来照着律法来生活的。
And we're going to see that the way Jesus responded and respected the law was so different than many of the religious leaders, namely the Pharisees.
我们可以看到耶稣他对于这个律法的回应和律法的解释和当时的这个法利赛是完全的不一样的。And
I got to thinking about my own family and maybe your family as well. When we're growing up, we have these rules usually from mom and dad, right?
我在想我们家可能你们家也一样哈，我们小长大的过程中，我们父母常常会给你一些规则，家规。And
it's not very long that we discover what you can do and what you can't do in the family.
所以很可能你很小你就知道，在这个家里头，哪些事情是可以做，哪些事情是不能做的。
I don't know, some of you might have brothers and sisters, but I remember that if you didn't follow the rules, some of your siblings were very happy to tattle on you and say, "Hey, look, David, look what David did."
如果你有兄弟姊妹的话，常常是被他们打小报告，尤其是你好像违反家规的时候，他们就会跟父母说：“你看看弟弟姐哥哥他做了这个不可做的事。”
And my mamie, she tattled on me a lot.
我的妹妹就常常告打小报告。But
I also was the one who broke the rules the most.
但我也是常常那个犯家规最多的人，那个孩子。But
those rules, it's interesting. Those rules change as we grow older.
但是你有很有意思一点，就是那些家规啊，当你年龄成长的时候，那些家规也在变化。I'm
talking about rules like when you have to go to bed or what you can eat or you don't eat, those kind of things.
我说的那些家规就是你几点钟必须上床睡觉，哪些可以吃，哪些不能吃的东西。
And so Jesus is going to remind us that the law is there, but the law is here to help us, not to burden us.
耶稣在这段经文要讲的就是这个律法放在这里，是不是要让我们成为律法的奴隶，而是要来保护我们。Not
only that, but those rules are more flexible than we might recognize.
而不光如此，神所定的这些规条，是里面有很多变通的余地的。
Now, one group of people, we have them nowadays, they had them back in the first century. One group of people that were always fixated on the law were some of the Pharisees.
我们现在有人也是这样，但当初在第一个世界的那时候，像那些法利赛，他们的眼睛就是专注于这个律法的字句上。You
might recall earlier when I preached from the same Gospel chapter 2 that Levi threw a party and there were a lot of, well, people that were not very well respected in society gathering at Levi's house for a meal.
我们还记得几个月前我讲的马可福音第二章的时候，讲的耶稣招了利未，然后利未就在家里开了个宴席，请了很多人。那这个请来了很多人里头呢， 是税吏和不和是当时的社会认为是罪人的人。
And some of the people that were more religious, some of the Pharisees were there also observing what was happening at that banquet gathering.
啊，也有法利赛人来参加这个宴席，他们就看见耶稣和一些税吏一起吃饭。
And on that particular occasion, they were worried about something else beside the Sabbath. They were talking about fasting and why Jesus and his disciples didn't seem to fast.
然后他们那个时候在那个宴席，他们就想就觉得耶稣和他的门徒为什么他们不进食呢？
And so we see this conflict beginning to stir, especially in chapter 2 and chapter 3, where there's just all this time this conflict and this tension between Jesus and then the Pharisees as they're talking about the law.
所以我们就看见从第二章开始，法利赛就要找耶稣的找他的茬。从第二章到现在，他们一直想在各方各面都和耶稣发生冲突。
And today we're not saying that the law is not important. Actually, conversely, we believe the law is critical to life. It's a gift from God. But we have to learn how to dance with the law, how to interact with the law.
我们今天讲的并不是说律法不重要，相反，律法是很重要。但是我们要知道怎样子活在这个律法之下。
So we give credit to the Pharisees that they cared about these things. They cared about what it meant to be a faithful follower of God, of Jehovah.
所以对于法利赛来说，你不能把它想成全坏啊。他有他的好处，就是他愿意遵行这个律法。
And sometimes we can take too much of our information about the Pharisees from Jesus' rebuke in Matthew 23, but that's just one aspect of the Pharisees. It's not the whole picture.
我们看见耶稣对于法利赛人，尤其在马太福音第23章讲，他给他们很多的责备哈。你可能就会有个印象，就是法利赛全没有一个好人，但不能够这样想，法利赛有他好的一面。
Sometimes we mischaracterize the Pharisees. Actually, there were some very good Pharisees, and they had very good hearts. And so we have to be careful when we think about and talk about the Pharisees.
所以法利赛人们也有好的人啊，他们有的人其中的心意也是出发点也是好的。
And so we can see that they're this unofficial party. They're not like the secret police that sometimes we interpret.
所以法利赛人他们不像是秘密警察哈，不像有这个确认他们是秘密警察，但他们是一群非正式的团体。
And many historians believe that by the time Jesus shows up preaching the gospel, they had already been around influencing culture for about 200 years.
所以有些圣经学者认为，在耶稣起来传道之前，那个200年间已经有很多法利赛人兴起来了。
Of course, you know, some of them were like Nicodemus, who, when they heard and saw Jesus, they actually took a great risk and tried to somehow meet with Jesus and have more conversations about his teaching.
所以法利赛有个很有名的，就是尼哥底母，这人夜里来见耶稣，他听说了耶稣的名字名声，所以他就冒着风险来见耶稣。
But one of the things that concerned them most was taking the Sabbath day seriously.
但我们今天讲的就是怎样子很严肃的遵守安息日。
And we have our own issues today that divide people that we think are critical, where, you know, people will divide and they will misjudge one another based on just real key issues for the church. We have the same issues, we have the same kind of problem, same kind of challenge, just a different issue.
那个时候的人因为到底怎么样子算是遵守安息日就已经很多的争论了，我们现在的社会也是一样，到底怎样子遵守安息日，我们一样有这样的问题。
But for Jesus' day and his time, it was the Sabbath. Are we taking the Sabbath seriously? Are we observing the Sabbath?
在耶稣那个年代，人就有这个问题，到底什么叫做遵守安息日。
Right, so you know some of the emphasis of the Sabbath, the whole idea of the Sabbath came fromthe Ten Commandments that God gave to His people.
所以遵守安息日是十诫中的第四诫。
And keeping the commandments, you know, there were how many? 10, right? And so I guess maybe I want to ask you, before the fourth commandment, which is the Sabbath day commandment, do you remember any of the other commandments? Can you list the first of the Ten Commandments?
所以十诫的头三诫大家知道是什么吗？
This is a pop quiz. Sorry, I didn't warn you. Yeah.Can you remember any? What's the first commandment?
谁能说出第一诫是什么？
I'm sorry? Okay, good. What's the second commandment?
第二诫呢？
I'm sorry? Right, good. Who's that right here? Great.
不可为自己造一个形象或者偶像。
Good. What's the, anybody remember what the third commandment is?
第三个诫呢？
It's about God's name and how we use or misuse God's name.
不可妄称耶和华的名。
Right? So, and then we get to the fourth commandment, which is, the, of course, what we're talking about today, the Sabbath commandment.
第四诫就是要遵守安息日。
And it might be that the fourth commandment is kind of like a hinge commandment. It connects the first three with the last six commandments.
所以第四诫就好像一个门的链条一样，左边是前三诫，右边是后六诫。
And people who have studied the Ten Commandments arduously, they've noticed that, okay, the first three really focus on our relationship with God, whereas the last six focus on our relationship with others.
所以有人研究圣经，他说这个头十诫的头三诫特别讲到我们跟神的关系，后面六诫讲到我们和人的关系。
The first three helping us to know what it means to love God, and the last six helping us to know what it means to love neighbor.
所以头三诫讲到我们到底怎样子来爱神，后六诫讲到我们怎样子爱人。
So the Sabbath day was given because of God's great love for us.
这个第四诫讲到安息日，因为神爱我们。
And if we go back to Genesis, the early part of the Bible, and we look in the opening chapters, we see that the Sabbath day was the seventh day.
当我们看见创世纪的时候，这安息日怎么来的呢？那是神做工了六天，第七日他休息了。
And God ordained this day specifically so that we could actually be renewed, we could be refreshed, we didn't need to work.
所以神把那一日定为安息日，让我们能够得到休息。
It was a day for us to just simply enjoy God and His creation.
这一天就是让我们来享受神和他所有的创造。
And so we read in Exodus chapter 20 verse 8, remember this Sabbath day. Remember it. And in other words, as you go through life, remember there's this day given to you as a gift from God.
所以出埃及记二十章第八节就说你们要记得这个是安息日，要守为圣日。
And so some of the more mature Christian, would you say, denominations have not dismissed the law, but have gone back to the law just to see how it applies today.
所以有一些基督徒他就研究这个旧约，觉得这一节的这个诫命怎样子应用在我们现在的生活。
And over the centuries, the church has crafted these things called the statements of faith or catechisms that help us to know what these are, these commands are, and how they are to be lived and responded to.
所以有些教会经过研究，他们就定出来具体的解释这个守安息到底是什么意思。
And so I found one that I thought captured the essence of the Sabbath pretty good. It's down here, and if someone were to ask you what is the intent of the fourth commandment, I'll give you their explanation.
所以我经过研究，我发现这下面这一段解释对于怎样子在当今的社会来遵守安息，我觉得这一段的解释是最好的。
The answer to that question, what's the intent of the fourth commandment, is that on this special day, the Sabbath day, we spend time in public and private worship of God. We rest, oh good, from our routine employment. We serve the Lord and others, and so anticipate a day when it's the culmination of the Sabbath, the day of rest.
所以这一段的解释就讲得很好。他们说安息日我们花时间一起在公众场合敬拜神，在我们私人的空间也敬拜神。我们从我们平时工作中解出来，能够得到休息，同时仰望将来要来的那个永远的安息日。
And so this shouldn't surprise us, this anticipated Sabbath day that is yet to come.
所以我们想到这个过去的这个安息日，我们要想到将来还有一个永远的安息日为我们存留。
Because the purpose of Mark and Matthew and Luke writing these Gospels is because they want us to know that everything has come to fulfillment in and through Christ.
所以这福音书里面讲到每一样事情的成就都是借着耶稣基督来的。
All of these aspects that we see articulated in the law find their fullest expression in the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
律法的一切都成就在耶稣的身上。
And so the long-awaited kingdom is where we actually lean into and experience true and lasting rest.
我们将来这个等候这个永远的国，要借着耶稣他带给我们的安息。
With the coming of Jesus comes the very reign of God on earth.
当耶稣的再来，就把神的国带到了地上。
Where we discover old things are little by little passing away, and behold, all things are becoming new.
我们看到旧的一件件都过去了，但是新的都得到了更新。
I'm sorry, even the Sabbath day becoming a new expression.
即便是安息日这个概念，在我们在这个借着耶稣的到来也得到了更新。
So let's begin in chapter 2, verse 23. One Sabbath day, he was going through the grain fields, talking about Jesus, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?
所以耶稣就在一个安息日从麦地经过，他的门徒行路的时候就掐了麦穗。法利赛人对耶稣说，看哪，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？
So we said all of that lengthy introduction to help you contextualize what's going on behind the story today with the Sabbath day.
我们刚才讲那么多，就是把这个故事的背景，现在要讲这个故事了。
And so when the religious leaders, namely some of the Pharisees, said this to Jesus, I'm guessing that Jesus is thinking to himself, "What do you mean, not lawful?"
所以当这个法利赛人就问耶稣的时候。我猜耶稣就在想着，为什么你说我这个事是不可做呢？
I think Jesus and his disciples were doing nothing more than what the law permitted.
所以耶稣和他的门徒做的都是律法上允许的。
They were just plucking heads of grain here and there as they walked through a grain field.
他们经过麦地的时候，他用手掐了麦穗。
They clearly were not working or reaping a harvest of grain.
他们明显的不是在那里收割。
Just walking through, I guess they're probably really famished, really hungry, and so they're walking through, and as they walk through, they're just once in a while picking heads of grain.
我猜他们是饿了，所以走的时候就一边走一边摘了一些来吃。
And Jesus knew the law better than anyone, and so many people will quote Deuteronomy 23 verse 25 to put this in context.
我想耶稣对于律法的熟悉超过当代的任何一个人。所以特别在出埃及生命记23-25节有这样的记载。
It reads like this. If you go into your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you shall not put a sickle to your neighbor's standing grain. And you can just paraphrase if you want, Tom.
所以律法生命记23-25节是说，你进了邻舍站着的禾架，可以用手摘穗子，只是不可用镰刀割取。
And so as we read through and learn more about the Pharisees in these Gospels, we discover that, okay, it seems at times Jesus said, you guys are adding to the law, and this is one of those situations.
所以耶稣就是说，你们这些法利赛人把你自己的理解加到这个圣经里面去了。这个在这些情况下尤其如此。
This is a great example because they're observing these Pharisees, religious leaders observing Jesus' disciples, and suddenly they're classifying what the disciples are doing as work.
所以这些法利赛人他们没有把这个圣经忘了，所以当他看到耶稣和他的门徒用手摘麦穗，他说：“哎，你做工了。”其实耶稣他们没有，这个律法上允许他们用手摘穗子。
So Jesus, just watch Jesus carefully if you want to know how to handle people who are legalists. And who are over cautious about the law. This was Jesus' response in the following verses.
我们就来看耶稣是怎么样子回应这些人对他的挑战。
It says here, and Jesus said to them, to these Pharisees, Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with David entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest, and he ate the bread of the presence.Which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him.
耶稣首先反问他们：“你们没有读过那节圣经吗？就是旧约的圣经。”然后耶稣经上记载，大卫和跟从他的人在缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎样进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃。这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。
So we're talking aboutSomething that was sometimes called the show bread, and it looked like something like this.
这个就是那个饼，就是陈设饼哈，就像这个图画那样子的，叫陈设饼。
So Jesus here is alluding to an incident, of course, in the life of David. If you read through the stories in Samuel, there you'll see that it was during a time when David was anointed as king, but not yet reigning as king.
那这段故事背景就讲到大卫在被撒母耳高了做王之后，但他还没有登基，然后呢，他就被当时的王扫罗 仇视来追杀。
So it was a very difficult time for David. He's fleeing for his life. Saul is trying to assassinate him, and he comes upon this priest and he's famished.
所以他就到处逃亡，所以就那天就逃到一个城市叫挪伯，然后见到当地的祭司。
And Mark is citing this scripture at this time, even though he mentions that.Abiathar, it's actually the time of his father, but that doesn't matter. It just depends on how technical you want to be with the scripture. The point is that David and his men have come and have done something considered to be unlawful.
所以当时大卫就跑到这个祭司那里去，然后不管那个时候大祭司名字是什么，那个不重要，反正他大卫当时逃亡就到了那个祭司那儿了。
So if we were to go back and look at that particular scripture, that particular story.We read David saying the following to the priest.
我们就记得当时大卫就对那个祭司说了这样一段话。
So if you really wanted to take a picture and take a close look at what Jesus is talking about, it's right here in Samuel. What do you have, David says? What do you have on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread or whatever is here. And the priest answered David, well, I have no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread, what we just saw. So the priest gave him the holy bread,For there was no bread there but the bread of presence, the showbread, which is removed from before the Lord to be replaced by hot bread on the day it's taken away.
所以大卫就对那个祭司说，哎，你这有吃的吗？然后你有的话给我5个饼好不好？然后那个祭司说，我这也没有什么一般人可以吃的饼，我这只有陈设饼，这个陈设饼呢是圣饼，所以刚从台上撤下来要换新的上去了。
哇、wow, yeah.So as we see, this is from 1 Samuel 21. David persuaded the high priest to give him something unlawful. Unlawful in quotation marks, okay? The bread of presence, which was only actually intended for the priests who were serving in the temple.
所以那个饼呢是只有祭司才可以吃的，因为那是圣的。所以但是呢，大卫就劝说那个祭司，最后把那个圣的饼给了他吃了。
So Jesus, by citing this particular example, is basically being creative with the law, you might say, reinterpreting the law.
所以耶稣把这段故事讲给法利赛人听，就是跟他们说，他并没有重新创造一个新的故事，而只是说你怎样子来重新来理解这个故事。
Jesus is mentioning this particular incident to underscore an important point for us.
所以耶稣引用这段故事就要讲一个很重要的道理。
Because of Christ, because He is the Christ, He finer stipulations, or what sometimes Paul calls the letter of the law, and says aspects that we can set aside as circumstances require.
所以耶稣他是基督，所以他对这个律法的解释就是，当这个情况变化的时候，律法上的字句可以先放在一边。
And we do this because we really see what the heart of the law is. We see what the spirit of the law is. And so he's not actually breaking the law. Christ is actually the giver of the law, and he's reinterpreting the law for us.
所以耶稣并没有把这个律法废去，而只是重新对他，因为情况发生了变化，他对根据这个律法的原意和他的当初的出发点，对律法进行重新的解释。
So there's more to this allusion that Jesus is sharing with the Pharisees than simply David was hungry, you know, and did something with the law. There's more to it than that.
这个不仅仅就是大卫因为饿了就见什么吃什么哈，他耶稣对他这个历史故事有新的解释。
So Jesus summarizes it beautifully in the next verses 27 and 28.
那下一段耶稣讲到更高的一个境界了。
And it says, Jesus said to them, if you can see it in English, read it with me, it's so beautiful. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.
所以他讲完了大卫这段故事，就讲出一个更高的点了，就是什么呢？安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的，而且人子也是安息日的主。
Now, do you see why some people are crazy about studying the Bible?
你发现有些人对于研究圣经他很着迷。
Because there are so many rich treasures in the scriptures. If you just do a little study, a little digging, a little reflection, jewels like this that can change your life. What Jesus says here is life-changing.
所以为什么有些人很喜欢研究圣经呢？当你研读到很多的真理亮光的时候，它会改变你的生活。耶稣这里讲的这段也是改变人生活的。
And Jesus is able to capture truth like this in such a great fashion.
耶稣能把这个旧约的这个律法中的真义把它集中浓缩出来告诉我们。
Now, in fact, this is the second time we see Jesus refer to himself in the Gospel of Mark as the Son of Man.
这是耶稣在马可福音中第二次提到他是人子。
And so we see a second principle. Number two,I'll let you translate me, and then I'll share the second gleaning we get from Jesus' teaching.
那我们下面要讲到他这个他这段教训里面有第二个原则。
Just as David and his men could set the law aside to address specific and legitimate needs, so too the greater King David, who is Jesus, who himself is the lawgiver and the Lord over his own laws.
所以我们看见旧约里面有大卫，他是受膏的王，他可以在当时吃那个人不可以吃的饼，好像违反了律法哈，但是也并不觉得，圣经上并没有说他违反律法。但是我们当耶稣来了，他是更大的君王，所以他对于律法的解释更是可以就给我们带来新的生命。
Because Jesus is both lawgiver and Lord over all.
因为耶稣不仅是给我们律法的，他也是律法之上的主。
The third lesson we can draw from this example is that as the Son of Man, Jesus represents the new man, the new humanity. You might call it the true Israel, and reminds us that laws like the Sabbath are God-given gifts intended to bless, serve, and protect us.
作为耶稣是作为人子，他是新造的人，他是代表了全人类。做一个新的以色列人，然后让他提醒我们，律法特别是像这个安息日这个守安息日这一段律法是神给我们的礼物，目的是要让我们得到祝福，让我们得到服侍，让我们 被保护。
And to drive home this point, Mark shares one more story in chapter 3 verses 1 through 6 about the Sabbath.
所以为了证明这一点，马可又讲了另外一个故事。
And this one is that story about a man who extends his hand and is healed in the synagogue by Jesus.
这段讲到耶稣一个医治了一个手枯干的人的故事。
Let's read it very quickly. I'll read it in English here. Chapter 3, verse 1. Again, Jesus entered the synagogue and a man was there with a withered hand. And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him.And he said to the man with the withered hand, Come here. And he said to them, Is it lawful, Jesus speaking to the Pharisees, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill? But they were silent. And he looked around at them, Jesus did, with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart. And he said to the man standing there, Stretch out your hand.And so the man stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
所以这一段故事又发生在下一个安息日。耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手。众人窥探耶稣，在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说，起来，站在当中。又问众人说，在安息日行善行恶或者救命害命哪样是可以的呢？他们都不作声。耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复了原。
Thank you, sir. Yeah. So Jesus sees differently than many people that we know today see. He sees people and he sees their need.
耶稣看人跟我们看人不一样，他看人的时候他看到那个人的需要。
So this is probably on the followingOf day, about a week after that incident with the grain field.
So, this 件事情发生大概是过了一个星期，然后又到了一个安息日。
And you get the feeling if you read between the lines that maybe the religious leaders, these were kind of waiting on Jesus, just waiting for him to violate the Sabbath day.
你看这个上下文，你可以猜测这个法利赛人就等着找机会来控告耶稣。
And Jesus, in his mercy and compassion, he sees a man here with a withered hand.
耶稣安静的他恩典和怜悯 他就看到在安息日才看到一个人他的手枯干了。
He sees those around him who are in need.
耶稣看周围的人能够发现他们的需要。
And I would say that if you become a follower of Christ, you will experience a similar transformation. The longer you walk with him, the more that you will notice people around you who are in need.
当你做一个跟从耶稣的人，你跟从耶稣越久，你越容易发现周围人的需要。
But I just want you to see the contrast. Jesus shows up at the synagogue and he sees something very differently than the religious leaders of his time.
我们看见这有个强烈的对比，当耶稣到了会堂的时候，他所看到的跟那个宗教领袖们所看到的完全不一样。
Jesus sees a man who probably cannot support himself, a man who is greatly challenged with a withered hand. The Pharisees see somebody like, oh, just go ahead and violate the rules one more time. That's what they see.
当耶稣到了会堂的时候，看见一个人有需要，这个人因为手枯干了，可能没办法工作，没办法挣钱养活他的家人，但是。这宗教领袖他们看就是，哎，好，我看你今天是不是医治哈？你要医治，我就控告你。
Does Jesus love the law?
耶稣喜不喜欢律法呢
？Hello, he gave us the law.
他给了我们律法。
He's the lawgiver. Yes, of course he loves the law.
他当然会喜欢他的律法。
But he's concerned about the weightier matters of the law, like mercy.
但他现在考虑的是在律法上更重的事情，比如说怜悯。
Seeing this again and again, this conflict, this disagreement about the Sabbath, I think Jesus has kind of had it. It's kind of provoked him to display his anger about this situation.
所以耶稣不看，因着这作为这法利赛硬的心，他可能也受够了，所以他也把他的愤怒已经激起来了。
And maybe you've been in a situation like that again where you've invested in other people. Maybe they're members of your family and you've patiently tried to live a Christian life, patiently tried to convey to them the love of God, and yet you see repeatedly over and over again how it just goes over their head.
So you can have some good thing to do, you die in your son or don't, fast again to you, can a guanxin, dao gu, jarring, or the pungyo, jugo tamu, how shall I see you, huila, yuan, the yangs, you can yet so blow.
Here's the Pharisees, and they're supposed to be leading the community in what it means to faithfully follow God. And Jesus sees this kind of persistent hardness of heart, and he's deeply grieved.
这法利赛应该是当时宗教中的领袖，他应该带领全民能够来好好的敬拜神。结果他们的行为变成这个样子。
So he asked the question, "Well, tell me then, the Sabbath is the Sabbath day for doing good or doing harm?"
所以耶稣就来挑战他们了。耶稣就反问他们说，那在安息日行善行恶？救命害命哪样是可以的呢
I mean, Jesus just wanted to ask the perfect question.
耶稣知道在什么时候问什么关键的问题。
So are we supposed to do nothing when we encounter people in need like that? That would be to do harm.
如果当你碰见有需要的人但你什么都袖手旁观什么都不做的话那等于就是害命。
Are we to save lives or to kill?
那是救人或者害命呢哪样可以
And it's interesting, it's clearer in the Greek language, this word sozo, salvation, means both to heal and to save.
所以他的原文中用的那个字意味着又是拯救又是医治。
Right? So he's asking, what do you want me to do? You want me to do what you do? Just neglect and ignore people in need around you? Or should I save others?
所以耶稣意思就是要我跟你们一样袖手旁观什么也不管吗还是要我来医治这个人呢
How did they respond?
那他们什么反应呢
Silence.
一句话都没有
They don't have anything to say.
他们说不出话来
And careful not to do anything at this point that might be misconstrued as a work, Jesus tells the man in need of healing, stretch out your hand.
所以他们不敢说任何话他们怕自己的所作所为变成犯了安息日但耶稣就不理他们了耶稣就对那人说伸出你的手来
And this poor man probably nervously, you know, extends his hand out by faith.
所以那个手枯干人大概是很紧张的，慢慢的把手伸起来了。
And immediately his hand is restored.
但他的手马上就得到了复原。
And of course, the religious leaders are now just so they're not happy about the healing. They're just humiliated.
所以这些法利赛人，他们不会因为这个人得医治而高兴，他们只是觉得自己丢了脸面。
The only thing they can think about is this chess game that they're playing with Jesus all the time, and they're mad because they lost.
Yeah, 他们觉得他们跟耶稣这个你来我往的这个互动，结果他们又输了一局，所以他就 气得要死。
Apparently they care little about how this man's life was just changed in front of their eyes.
他对于这个人得医治，他的生活将要怎么改变，他们根本一点都不关心。
And so it was interesting. Jesus said, "Are we here to save lives or to kill?" And it was at that moment that they began to think, "Okay, we're gonna kill Jesus."
所以耶稣说，你我们在这里救命和害命哪样可以呢？他们想的就是要害命，就是害耶稣的命。
So let's see what can we walk away with. What takeaways do we have from today's lesson?
那我们今天讲了这么多，我们今天可以学到些什么呢？
There's always lessons in there for you and I if we take the time to reflect.
圣经上的每一段故事对我们两个都有应用的原则。
Here's what came to my mind. Maybe you could add more.
这段是我觉得可以应用在我们生活中的。
We as God's people tend to take God's good gifts, like the Sabbath day, and turn them into yokes of slavery by which we enslave ourselves and other people.
所以这一段原则对我们的就是个警醒，就是说我们常常把神给我们的好的礼物，比如说像守安息日、遵守安息日这样的礼物，我们把它反过来变成一个加在我们脖子上的一个锁链，或者使我们成为这个成为他的奴仆。
I'm not saying that people who do this are bad people. I'm saying we are these people. We have to be careful.
我不是说这样的理解的人就是坏人，但是我们要想到，我们要小心，不要成为这样的理解的人。
Why do you think it is that we at times feel like we have to regulate all of life or become law enforcers? That's the question. Why is it, as I look at people who call themselves believers, tend to want to regulate? We got the law of God, praise God, but then we try to go around and legislate to everyone.
为什么我们会因为有了神的律法，我们就变成说我们变成律法的警察，我们到处去执行这个律法，叫人家遵守律法呢？
I can tell you that as we associate and we interact with other people, it's not helping our testimony.
如果你用这样的行为方式和你周围的人应对的话，我告诉你，这个不是很好的见证。
Yeah, so if you find yourself always thinking, you can't do that, you broke the law, hey, then you better maybe do a heart check.
如果你到处跟人说，哎，你不能做这个，不能做这个，你又违反律法了，你最好停下来好好想想。
And Paul felt very much the same way as Jesus, and so he says, no,The law is not the problem, it's the way we respond to the law.
所以保罗也在他的书信里面写到，律法不是问题，是我们对律法的解释和应用才是问题。
So how about the Sabbath day? Are we observing the Sabbath?
所以遵守安息日，我们到底是不是在遵守安息日呢？
Some people are fixated on what day of the week is the Sabbath. Maybe that's the wrong question.
有人就想，这一个礼拜七天到底哪一天是安息日呢？那可能这个问题，你这样问就问错了。
If we walk with Jesus, we'll see that the whole purpose, the whole point of the fourth command is that God wants to, out of His great love for us, He knows we're not machines, we need rest.
所以当初神设立安息日的目的就知道，神知道我们不是机器，我们需要休息，所以神就设立了一天让我们休息，称它为安息日。
And so people like me who don't know how to rest really need the gift of the Sabbath.
当有人就像我自己一样，常常是不停的做事的。我们就特别需要安息日。
Where we finally say on one day of the week, hey, I'm just not going to do much. I'm just going to enjoy the Lord. I'm going to enjoy His creation. I'm going to enjoy His people. And if I see somebody in need, maybe I'll have an opportunity to bless someone.
所以我可以有一天，在一个星期中有一天，我说我今天什么都不做，我来休，好好的休息，来敬拜神，来看到别人有需要，我去帮助别人。
Right, so it's a gift.So if this is your Sabbath day, take a break, enjoy the Chiefs game later today.
这是神给我们的礼物。如果像今天你什么不做，你就晚上就看 Chiefs 打球也很好。
Although I'm so nervous, I doubt that I do much enjoying. I think it's gonna.
虽然我承认我很紧张，我怕 Chiefs 会输。
The second application.
第二点。
Jesus' response. Have you never read what David did?He said that to the Pharisees. I think that's so interesting. He says, have you never read what David did? He says this to people who claim to study the scriptures daily.
第二点，耶稣对于法利赛人，耶稣反问他们一句说，当初大卫在安息日做的那些事，你们没有念过吗？
So among the people of God, I think we should follow Jesus' example. It's okay for us to say to one another, have you never read? And I think what Jesus said,freshly come back to the scriptures and took a fresh look again and spent time to reflect on what God is saying to us.
那你要想这个很有挑战性，因为法利赛人应该是熟读圣经的人哈。这个耶稣反问他们，就你们没有念过这一段吗？所以对我们的应用也就是我们要常常熟读圣经，要常常的从里面有新的领会。
Some of us are very proud and rightly so that we love the scriptures, that we read the scriptures, and so that's a good thing.
我们很多人也常常读圣经，也喜欢读圣经，这是个很好的。
But we have to be open to the Holy Spirit as we read, as we engage, and we look at it with insights, hopefully from the Holy Spirit, that helps us to see how we interact with these laws of God.
但也求圣灵帮助我们，在我们读的时候，让我们有新的看启和亮光，能够理解这段圣经到底对我们生活中怎么样有什么应用价值。
Last point. Jesus was angered and grieved over their hardness of heart. By which we mean that like the wilderness generation we see in the book of Exodus, God's people were unable to see and to celebrate what God was doing right there in their midst.
耶稣对于法利赛人他们的硬的心肠，他非常的生气。这个法利赛人他们的硬的心肠就好像在旷野中的那一代人，他们也是硬的心肠，他们看不见，他们看到神在他们中间所做的，但是好像又看不见神所做的一切。
I wonder if we are guilty of the same thing.
我在想我们是不是也一样硬的心肠。
So one of the fun things about being a follower of Christ is as you walk with him, as you grow, you begin to be aware more of what he's doing in our midst.
当我们跟从耶稣的时候，我们跟从越久就应该越容易发现他在神在我们中间所做的工作。
And I wonder with this church and other churches throughout the city, I wonder what is Jesus grieved about when he sees us.
我在想，如果耶稣现在来到我们中间，或者来到其他教会，他看到的时候，他会不会也伤心难过呢？
Jesus was not pleased with some of the Pharisees, and he said, "You guys are missing the whole point, and you have neglected what matters the most: justice, mercy, faithfulness. These things."
耶稣看到这法利赛人这些行为，他就很生气，他觉得你们遵循律法，却把律法中最重要的却忘了，那就是公义、怜悯和良善。
So when you walk into a room or you walk into a church, what do you see? When Jesus approached people, he saw them like fields of wheat. He sees the people. He sees opportunity. He sees need.
当耶稣来到一个人群中的时候，他就好像看到来到一个禾场中，他看见人的需要。
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden." And I will give you rest.
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
So we're not only asked to rest from our work, from our labor, but we're also invited to rest with Jesus on days like today.
我们不仅是要从工作中得到安息，我们要更要在像今天这样的安息日中来一起和耶稣一起得到安息。
So I love the theme that you have chosen for this year, right? That we might have life and we might have it to the full.
我们教会今天的主题是我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛的生命。
And so the same one who said that I want you to experience this abundance of life is the same one that said, "Come to me, I'm going to give you rest."
那个对我们说我要给你更丰盛生命的，也同样说我要给你安息。